Good morning, Boker Tov, everyone. There was someone named Rav Avram Pam, who was the Rosh Yeshiva and Torah Vadas in Brooklyn, a very prominent Rosh Yeshiva a number of years ago here in America. And on July 4th, he would prominently display, for many years, an American flag. He would take it out from the closet, he would put it out, up on the, prominently displayed in front of his Brooklyn home. And one summer, he had a granddaughter who was staying with him, and the granddaughter was going to be taken out for a date for the first time, and she was a little bit nervous of the impression that the American flag on the front of the door would give off to the boy who was picking her up. So she goes to her grandmother and says, "Bubby, I don't think it's right. Could you tell Zadie not to put up the flag?" And she says, "Listen, Zadie's not so well. His strength isn't there. I can't imagine he's going to go through the schlep to bring out the American flag." So as the afternoon goes along, she's comforted to see that the American flag is still not there, until there's a knock on the door, and it's the boy, who's very warmly greeted by Rav Pam, and Rav Pam welcomes him into the home and says, "Wait, before you go, do you mind just helping me with something?" And he brings him out, the boy helps him put up the American flag. By stark contrast, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Vav has a fascinating shaila that he was asked of a shul that displays an American flag. Is it appropriate to daven in that shul? The assumption of the question is that if there's a shul that displays the American flag, specifically, especially next to the Aron Kodesh, so is that an inappropriate place to daven? And Rav Moshe responds by saying that no, he does not think that there's any yisur b'davar, that there would not be a prohibition of putting an American flag. He says, nevertheless, perhaps it's not necessarily a religious symbol, and therefore it's not, perhaps in some way might detract from the kavanah that we're supposed to have in Beit Knesset, that when we come to Beit Knesset, we're supposed to be fully focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that it's even recorded in Shulchan Aruch that one is not supposed to display over-affection to an extreme level of affection towards other people in a Beit Knesset, because it's supposed to be fully dedicated towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, displaying a symbol that is not a direct expression towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps is not the most appropriate thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein concludes the tshuva by saying that if any change would disrupt shalom in the shul, so then that takes precedence. Shalom would be the most important thing. So perhaps these two anecdotes, the anecdote from Rav Moshe together with the anecdote from Rav Pam, gives us perhaps a little bit of an insight of what we're supposed to do on today, on July 4th, that on the one hand, we should certainly be appreciative of what Rav Moshe calls elsewhere Medina Shel Chesed, that the very rich soil that we've been blessed to be a part of, that has been rich and produced both spiritually and physically very rich fruits for the Jewish people. And Yemirtz Hashem, we should also recognize its place and recognize that Beit Knesset is really supposed to be fully focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what is displayed there. It's always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should be. And therefore, also to remind us of what the Geula Shlema should be, Shenizke b'mehera. Yom Tov.